WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoke Seekers. This is Brandon Cole, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy terrain of life. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that might surprise you how mindful movement can actually supercharge your inner strength. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and just plain chaos. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel on overdrive? Well, guess what? Mindful movement isn't just about getting ripped or running a marathon. It's about creating space for stillness amidst the storm, finding the sweet spot where your body and mind work together in harmony. Ready to level up your well-being game? Let's break it down. Here are 5 Stoke-inspired takeaways to rock your world. First things first, presence is key. Forget about scrolling through social media during your workout or letting your mind wander into tomorrow's worries. This is about being fully present in the moment, feeling your breath, noticing the sensations of your muscles moving, and truly experiencing the act of exercising. Sound familiar? It's like practicing that inner stillness the Stoics preach, just with a bit more cardio involved. Secondly, find joy in the process. Don't view exercise as a chore or punishment. Instead, find activities you genuinely enjoy. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hiking through breathtaking landscapes, or practicing yoga, tap into the pleasure of movement itself. Remember, life is too short to dread your workouts. Third, embrace discomfort. Now, I'm not talking about masochism here with Stoics, not weirdos. But pushing past that initial resistance can be incredibly rewarding. It teaches you discipline, resilience, and the power of mental fortitude. Think of it like this. Every time you conquer a challenging workout, you're training your mind to face life's inevitable hurdles with a newfound sense of calm. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment during your exercise routine to appreciate your body's incredible ability to move. Feel the strength in your legs, the flexibility in your spine, and the energy coursing through you. This simple act of gratitude can shift your entire perspective and deepen your connection to yourself. And finally, remember the bigger picture. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's about nourishing your mind, spirit, and overall well-being. It's a powerful tool for managing stress, boosting mood, and cultivating that inner peace we all crave. Think of that last marathon you ran. Maybe you felt like quitting at mile 20, but something inside you pushed you through. That's resilience, the Stoic superpower in action. You trained your mind to overcome physical challenges and emerge stronger on the other side. Remember that feeling. It's not just about crossing the finish line, it's about the journey, the struggles, and the victories along the way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up on a crisp autumn morning, sunlight streaming through your window. Instead of hitting snooze, you put on your running shoes and head out for a jog in the park. The air is crisp, leaves are crunching underfoot, and you feel your worries melting away with each stride. As you move, you focus on your breath, feeling the rhythm of your body and the world around you. You might even catch yourself smiling because movement feels good, both physically and mentally. That's the power of mindful movement. It's about integrating mindfulness into something as natural as exercise. And it's a practice anyone can cultivate. Remember, my friends, you don't have to be an Olympic athlete to reap the benefits of mindful movement. Just start small, take a walk in nature, do some stretches, or try a new yoga class. Embrace the journey, find joy in the process, and watch as your inner strength blossoms. Now go out there and move with purpose. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of Stoic-inspired motivation. Until next time, keep forging ahead with fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.